Fairfax County, Virginia police are investigating this death at the home of a 41-year-old Kellerman, who was the acting CFO at Freddie Mac. He's a senior vice president of the company, and authorities do not suspect foul play. They are investigating this death as an apparent suicide. He joined Freddie Mac more than 16 years ago, according to his company bio, reported directly to CEO David Moffett. And as the acting CFO, he was responsible for the company's financial controls, financial reporting, tax, capital oversight, et cetera.
You know, there's a lot of, we were just talking, Max Kakis is here with me in studio, we're just talking about the amount of pressure that many are feeling in the financial industry, especially those that are under scrutiny. You know, we don't know what's been going on behind the scenes with anyone from Freddie Mac or Fannie Mae or any of those organizations, but we do know that the FBI has a large number of financial fraud cases open and in under investigation.
Well, yeah, you're right. We certainly cannot speculate at all at this early time as to what may be any sort of motivation or what may have happened here since police are on the scene this morning and investigating this. We did contact Freddie Mac, the government lending agency. They do not confirm Mr. Kellerman's death, have no comment at the time, and say they will get back to us if and when they have a comment.
This is a very sad time for the family. It's a very hard time for the country, and I think it times like this, when you hear about situations like this, and of course, as you say, this could be a personal situation. It may not be related to his job.
Exactly.
We don't know. But clearly, you know, you'd leap to the conclusion.
Yeah. Well, you know, because, we don't know, but, you know, it seems to fit the narrative of what's been going on lately. I mean, we have had a number of incidents like this, and I think perhaps one of the saddest and the most high profile recently was this man in Middletown, Maryland, who apparently was deeply in debt. And because, with his financial situation extremely dire, he apparently killed his three small children, his wife, and took his own life.
Yeah.
And we've had a number of cases across the United States of suicides and family homicides because of the economic crisis the nation is in. So, you know, obviously it's too early to add the numbers here and come up with a result. But, you know, I mean, people see that it's Freddie Mac. We know that Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae were at the heart of the housing crisis, which in turn toppled the United States economy, which in turn crippled the economies of the world.
Yeah, and you can only imagine the pressure that a chief financial officer would be under to try to perform, you know, to at least get forward some of the numbers and the financial information needed to make the ship right, and it's not an easy job.
Yeah, but, you know, in fairness to the report, we know really nothing about that. We know nothing about what this man's attitude was, what his mental condition was, or what kind of pressures he was under right now.